This is Rhema for today.
But thank God for the healing power of God. Are you listening to me? Praise God, praise God, praise God. God sent His Son into this world as a revelation of His will. And He called His Son His Word. Bless God.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, Healing, How to Receive It, and How to Keep It. Next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
I was thinking about, and we're not opposed to that. Don't misunderstand me at all. I'm just making an observation here. I was thinking about a couple of years ago, and I was watching about Labor Day, you know, Jerry Lewis telethon, raising money for research and so on, certain areas. And he had some individuals on there that had a certain condition. I've forgotten how you pronounce it. But it's not EMS, but it's very similar. Myasthenia gravis. So they had taken these individuals, a doctor there in San Francisco, you see, in the experiment, and removed all of their blood, put in some more blood, and some of them, it showed pictures of them when they were, they were bedfast. One lady particularly, you know, you can't feed yourself. You can't, it'll work a whole lot like muscular MS, you know, and so on. But now then she's up and around. They don't know how long it'll last. Now, as he had that, you see, and several millions were designated in this area. They need millions more to follow up on their experimenting. And that's all right. I'm not opposed to that. Don't misunderstand me at all. I'm using it as an illustration. But I thought about, here were three people they had, and I thought to myself, I can take you to five people that had the same thing, one of them just as bad off as any as they had there, and all five of them are well today by teaching them the Word of God and ministering to them. I remember a lady there in Dallas that I ministered to. Now, the doctors there told her, you know, about this, and she said, well, of course, she and her husband were people of some means. And she could go to some specialist. They said, well, there is a doctor with the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, that's all he does anymore, just this particular. He specializes. And so she phoned there to see if she could get in. And they said, well, no, we've got a waiting list of, it'd be 6 months before we could ever even consider taking you. Well, now she was at the place she couldn't feed herself. You see, she'd start to her mouth with a fork and maybe throw the stuff across her shoulder, you see. And so what they say to you is that you're going to go, you know, if you can get around, you're going to a wheelchair, and you're going from wheelchair to the bed, you're going from the bed to your grave. And so she just went on up there anyway and rented an apartment, stayed close by, and signed up with them and said, if somebody fails to show up, could you call me? Well, they had several more waiting that way, but eventually, within instead of the 6 months, within 30 days, they got to her. Now, just before she went, I had laid hands upon her, and the power of God come on, and she fell on the floor under the power of God. Some symptoms still persisted. But she's got her medical records from Dallas, and so when she went to the specialist and they ran all the tests on her, the specialist called her in, and he said, well, you're the first person that I've ever seen that has had this disease and is cured. You no longer have it. The power of God had driven it out of her body. The woman's still alive. She's in our camp meeting here last year. Glory to God. And that was 6 or 7 years ago when she is healed. I was in Phoenix, Arizona, conducting a meeting. Well, actually, speaking full gospel business, and then after full gospel business convention, I uh, I was teaching, and actually this happened. I had a series of teaching sessions there, but actually this happened one afternoon during the Full Gospel Benjamin's meeting. I was teaching on the subject of faith, and I saw them bring a fellow in. Now the man just absolutely could not walk by himself, and there was a fellow trying to help him, but his legs wouldn't work right, you know, and finally some of the ushers, they just got a hold of the fella, and because the room where we were jam-packed, and they just picked him up and carried him down to the front and set him over to one side. Actually, he was to my left. Well, I recognized the man because I had some years before, see, this was over in the 60s. Actually, it was January of 1965. And in November of 1953, when I first preached in Phoenix, I had prayed with him, laid hands upon him, and received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. He had never been by the Holy Ghost. He built the first shopping center that was ever built in Phoenix, Arizona. Well, he had this physical. I thought, you know, that maybe, but the thought crossed my mind, maybe he's been in an automobile accident, you know, and all bunged up and just can't, you know, his body won't work right, you know, bruised and so on. I didn't really know because I hadn't seen. I learned later because he said to me that he went to the doctors there in Phoenix. Then they sent him over to Los Angeles, and the doctors there in Los Angeles said he had this myasthenia gravis. And they asked him, they said, well, you'll just go, you know, to the wheelchair, and from the wheelchair to the bed, and from the bed to the grave. And he said, well, is anything, you know, is any body, you know, asbestos? This man was a man of some means. He had sold that shopping center for several million. And so they said, well, this doctor, you know, with the Mayo Clinic, he's the leading world-renowned specialist. He doesn't do anything else except treat those kind of cases. And so this man, he is a man of means. He just chartered him a jet. Just chartered the thing and had himself flown up there. And eventually got in. He told me personally, they told him the same thing. You know, the doctors there told him, said, we can't do a thing in the world. It's too far advanced, and it's just, in fact, there's no cure for it anyway. But sometime they can, by certain medication and so on, maybe slow down the process. And he said to him, really, you ought to be in a wheelchair right now. And you'll go from the wheelchair to the bed, and you'll go from the bed to your grave. So he came back home. About that time, I came along with these meetings for God Benjamin Convention. He got him to bring him out there, you see. Well, now I'm just preaching away, teaching the Word of God. And suddenly the Spirit of God inspired me to say, because see, Rita, this man can't walk under his own power. The Spirit of God inspired me, saying, I pointed to him and said, arise and walk, my brother, in the name of Jesus. He got off, walked off as good as you and I could. Now, on that, 5 years later, he's in one of my meetings, and then he was 70 some odd years of age. And I had him to come to the platform to testify, and after he testified, instead of going down the steps, he jumped off of a high platform in an auditorium and ran down the aisle 5 years later, still here. I could produce five people healed of the same thing. I thought, dear Lord, if I had those millions, think about how I could get over to people. Amen. We could get over to folks where they could get. They don't know these people are not permanently healed, and they need to experiment some more. But thank God for the healing power of God. Amen. Are you listening to me? Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. God sent His Son into this world as a revelation of His will. And He called His Son His Word. Bless God. Now the writer of Hebrews said, Hebrews, the very first chapter. Notice the first and second verses. God, who at sundry times and divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by His Son. Jesus is God speaking to us. If you want to hear God, hear Jesus. One day Jesus approached a lonely leper who cried out, according to Matthew 8:3, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Jesus said, I will, be thou clean. And that man was healed. Hallelujah. Jesus is God speaking to us. Are you listening? And he said, I will. I will. Praise God. That man was healed. Now, so many have been taught that it's not, or have not been taught. Let me put it that way. They have not been taught that it's possible for us today to be healed through the Word by the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, therefore, they're not attending to his words along this line. They're not inclining their ears to his sayings along this line. But you see, go back and read that scripture again. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from before thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they, my words, are life.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Lynette Hagin's single CD titled, What Should We Be Focusing On? Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's book entitled, How to Live Worry-Free. We're also offering the CD from Craig Hagin called Healing Belongs to You. Last but not least is Denise Hagin Burns' CD entitled Generational Unity in a Divided World. All these items are for the special price of only $25. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Winter Bible Seminar, February the 15th through the 20th. It's hard to believe that it's here. Begins on Sunday night, and of course it's free registration.
Yes.
But we love for you to register.
Yeah, you can go to rhema.org/WBS and get all the information you need to get.
That's right. We have services on Sunday night, of course, and then Monday through Friday, 8:30, 9:30, 10:30 in the morning, and 7 p.m.
at night. And the Sunday service is our normal service on Sunday night,
yes,
is at 6 p.m., so we just keep it that way. But
that's
then
right.
Monday through Friday, the night service is at 7 p.m.
That's right.
Yes, at 7
and
p.m.
Then in March the 22nd through the 24th, Living Faith Conference, that is in Savannah, Georgia at the Seed Church. Pastors Lisa and Kimpy Womble. You can go to rhema.org/LFC and find out all about it.
Then we're going to jump over for a Living Faith Conference in Valdosta, Georgia, March 25 through 27. That's,
yes,
a Wednesday through a Friday at the Collective. And the pastors Mark and Ashley Brady.
Yes.
And of course, like she said, rhema.org, LFC, you can find out all the information.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin with his teaching, Healing, How to Receive It and How to Keep It. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.